At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Saturday, August 24th, about 12 hours since the Jaguars took down the Falcons in Atlanta, 31-0. A really impressive victory, preseason victory. Jaguars wrap up their second straight undefeated preseason. The Jags, they had their starters playing in this one. The Falcons did not. The Jags were missing some key starters, obviously, but the starting offense played about the first quarter. Two scoring drives, two touchdown drives. I mean, they dominated. Starting defense played the entire first half. Right now, we're looking at the defensive standouts from that performance. We did the full game recap last night. You can go check that out if you want to, obviously. But right now, we're looking at the defense. I asked y'all on Twitter, would you rather see defensive standouts or offensive standouts today? The resounding majority was defense. So defense today. We'll get into offense probably Monday. Got the wife's birthday tomorrow, so probably no show tomorrow. Understandably, I would say. All the FSU fans out there, good luck today. I'm repping my orange and blue. Obviously, Gator's not playing, but got to rep the colors. College football getting kicked off today. It's very exciting times. Florida State's playing Georgia Tech in Ireland. Pretty incredible. But getting into these Jaguars defensive standouts here. For me, there's a lot of ways you can start this. I mean, Trayvon Walker and Tyson Campbell were awesome, but I have to give a shout out to my boy, Trevis Gibson. He had a pressure on the very first drive that forced a hold. He's made plays every single week in preseason. And he's a guy that, you know, unlike Josh Hines-Allen or Trayvon Walker, he's not a starter, so he has to play well throughout the ball game. I mean, you saw him make a play in the fourth quarter of this one. But he just brings it. He prevented a big run on the second drive. I mean, he was able to get up to the second level and tackle a runner who was easily going to get a first down if that tackle was not made. So that was a huge play. And then a deflection on third down late in the game. Getting a pressure, getting a deflection. He just continues, and he sets the edge extremely well. You saw that in this game. He's clearly the Jaguars' third best edge player. I think without question, he is that guy. And I'm excited he's a Jacksonville Jaguar. I think he's actually going to be a very good rotational edge for them in 2024. I'd like to see them keep him around. He's got plenty of tread left on the tires. He's not an older football player. Like, this is somebody I think the Jaguars should value. I really do. Tyson Campbell, no fly zone. Targeted four times, two pass breakups, one completion allowed in off coverage. Overall, I think that was a well-designed play by the Falcons offense. And I thought the Falcons offense, Zach Robinson, their new offensive coordinator coming over from LA with Raheem Morris, obviously, they didn't have their starters out there, but I thought they dialed up some things that kind of did play to the strengths of Taylor Heinicke, who's a little bit mobile of a quarterback. And so I thought they did some decent things offensively from a schematic standpoint, but having your backups in there against the Jaguars starters and then obviously backups versus backups, the Jaguars won the day. But I thought there were some impressive concepts there from the Falcons offense. So just wanted to give them a little hat tip there. But Tyson Campbell was the no-fly zone. You could definitely say he got there a little bit early on that final pass breakup that he had. But that's a bang-bang play. It's not always going to get called. I thought he played really well. Aggressive, strong. They tried to target him a lot for some reason. Like, I don't know why they were doing that, but tried to target him down the field on a fourth down. good luck with that, you know, with your backups. But Tyson Campbell locked it down. And yes, the Jaguars starting defense did this against backups, but they did exactly what you wanted to see. And I think I was a little harsh on them last night because there was a couple plays here and there. But I think when you look at those plays, they were just well-designed plays by the offense when the starters were out there, Jaguars starting defense. But they honestly looked great overall. Like, they did exactly what you should against backups. Didn't allow them to get into the red zone at all. The Jaguars didn't allow the Falcons to get into the red zone, whether it was their starters or their backups, the entire game. Trayvon Walker, I think, was the most impressive player in this football game on the defensive side of the ball for either team. Every drive he was out there, he was making an impact as a rusher. You saw multiple bull rushes that one. You saw a spin counter when Taylor Heinicke held onto the ball for just a split second too long. You saw a stunt inside. You saw him beat a double team. He was wreaking havoc, and he should. He is a physically dominant football player going against backups, and that's what it looked like. It really did. It looked like he was going against college players out there. He was incredible.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Darnell Savage looked good. I liked seeing him be able to get a pass breakup on an inside route. He was right there on an out route as well and prevented any yak there. So I think that Darnell Savage looked good in his first game action. The one play you want back is that first third and long conversion where the Jaguars, they had five people rushing. Falcons picked it up brilliantly. And then Terrell Edmonds blitzed late. I don't know if that was designed or if that's what he just saw something or what. And then Darby had tight coverage, but then like paused for a second, looked like he had a little bit of confusion on the back end. That's the one play you really want back from the starting defense. Other than that, it was really strong. It was. And Mason Smith, he was getting in the backfield quite a bit, had two plays where he just got into the backfield quick as anything. So you're continuing to see him make plays and develop. I like that. Obviously, you'd like to see him be able to finish that play on Taylor Heinicke. But Heinicke, as I mentioned, he's mobile. He's quick. He's the type of guy that can kind of make you miss out there. DJ Coleman, two big plays where he was able to affect the backfield. One was a run play. One was a pass rush. There was one down where he didn't get to set the edge and they picked up a big gain on the left side there. So I think DJ Coleman would like that one back. But overall, I thought he played well. Buster Brown had a big pass breakup. I thought that was impressive, playing physical, sitting on a route and getting the pass breakup. That play by Ventrell Miller to prevent a first down on third down and coverage was so impressive. I just love the eyes that Ventrell Miller plays with. Like I think he sees the game really well and the urgency. He's a very urgent linebacker, and I like that from him. Miles Cole, he was able to draw a holding penalty on the Falcons on a toss play where they picked up a big gain, but I saw it immediately. I sitting there called it. I was like, yeah, that's a hold, and the flag did come out. And then so obviously disrupted that play. And then on the very next play, he took on a double team and stopped a run. That was really impressive. I mean, that was grown man strength from a rookie seventh round pick. Wanted to shout out Tavon Campbell on the last drive for the Falcons. Made a damn hard tackle in the hole. That was pretty cool to see from him. And that's a guy, I don't know if he's going to be able to make this roster. Maybe he can find the practice squad. I'm not sure about how that's going to play out, but impressive. Impressive effort there. Amani Oruwariye, he made a tackle in space on fourth down to get off the field. Ventrell Miller kind of got into the backfield, couldn't quite make the play, but disrupted things, and then Amani Oruwariye finished it off. So shout out to those corners who, are they going to make the team? I don't know. It seems like probably not, but they're putting good tape out there. So good for them. The defense, they just weren't out there that much to make more plays, to talk about more guys. Like, I almost talked about every single play here. The defense was only on the field for 21 minutes. That's really impressive by the defense being able to get off the field. And again, people are like, oh, well, the starter, even after the starters left, the Jaguars backups were kicking butt against the Falcons backups. They were. Yeah, that Spencer Brown got a little bit of a running game going, but still, they did not find the red zone at all this entire game. The defense was only on the field for 21 minutes. I thought you continued to see Ryan Nielsen dialing things up on money downs in a big way. Falcons on third and fourth down were a combined 2 of 14. I think they were 1 of 10 on third down and 1 of 4 on fourth down. Again, never got to the red zone. So, very impressive performance all around by the Jaguars defense and the offense, which we will talk about, but talking about the defensive standouts here, I thought it was just what you want to see. Yes, the starters played against the backups. We can acknowledge that. We can, but they did their job. The backups came in and did their job as well. So, congratulations on a job well done by the Jacksonville Jaguars defense. Now you are 0-0 heading into the regular season. You got a very tough assignment with the Miami Dolphins. We'll see if they're able to continue the momentum that they have built throughout training camp in the preseason, but that's going to do it here. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jimjack.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.